Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. That music means that we have somebody from Hastings Family Service chatting it up with us today, and we're thrilled to have Amy Sutton, who is the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service, on the phone with us to tell us about all the great things still going on at Hastings Family Service. Thank you so much for taking the time. How are things?
It is busy as ever, right?
It is busy as ever.
You know, it's interesting at Hastings Family Service. We have been open this whole time, just that our building has not been open this whole time. So for us, it's been a little different. We've been coming to work each day and have been here the whole time, but our building still is and remains closed to the public. We are really working on our kind of our COVID preparedness plan to get Rivertown Treasures and our donation center back up and running. But we don't have a firm date on that. That's kind of a moving target. Because for us, you know, part of it is all of those things happen with the manpower of volunteers. And so for us, part of the whole pandemic has been trying to do things with a lot less people and trying to keep our volunteers home and safe and well. So we're slowly and gradually trying to open that back up a little bit and putting modifications in place both in our donation center and Rivertown Treasures to be able to hopefully sometime in August get that up and running again and invite people back in, because we sure miss our customers, we miss our volunteers. We're trying to be very cautious, maybe overly so, but the fact is we want to do whatever it takes not only to keep our volunteers and staff and the people we serve safe, but if we were to have some type of exposure happen at Hastings Family Service and have that shut down the food shelf, that would be catastrophic. So food has to be our number one priority right now, and that's really just how we're moving forward, is trying to be extra cautious and watching the numbers and just being prepared so that when we can reopen and do those things, we will, but just trying to be prepared so we can pivot with any kind of change or information that comes out.
You know, I think that's good that you are being cautious, because I, as a consumer, anywhere I go, if I hear that a business is open again, I guess I take it for granted and I assume that they are practicing all of the COVID preparedness and the COVID guidelines, or they wouldn't be reopening. But I have found that in some of these places I've been in that have reopened, it's as if nothing is going on with the world. I mean, people are not keeping social distance. They
right.
are, I don't know, I've been uncomfortable in some of the places that I've been in. And so I really admire and respect the fact that you are being so cautious, not only with the people that are going to come in to use the services of Hastings Family Service, but I know most of your volunteers are senior citizens, and so that's a
right.
population that you have to be very careful about as well.
Exactly, and the fact is some will be ready to come back and some will not be, and that's okay too. You know, people will need to, even when we do get to that point of being able to open the doors, only those folks who are comfortable will come back, and we're okay with that. I mean, their spots are always here, but it really has to be a level of comfort. And again, for us, that's why we're really trying to, you know, modify what things look like and make sure we've taken every precaution that we can, because again, it's for us, it's really about keeping the food shelf open.
Absolutely, and that's not something that you can mess with, like you said.
Right. I mean, that will really impact the community. So that is our number one priority. So, but that's what we're, you know, like I said, we're working on our COVID preparedness plans and modifications, and we really do hope to be inviting people back in sometime soon.
And when you say it's going to be a gradual reopening, does that mean that maybe some services will come back before others?
Well, and it's kind of where it's at right now. You know, where our current services available include the food shelf, which is converted to a drive-through. We're still able to do our financial assistance appointments over the phone and help people with that. And we're still able to do Meals on Wheels. So we still have services happening. What really is hard is that we can't We will have to reopen the donation center and Rivertown Treasures thrift store sort of at close to the same time, at least, because the bottom line is we can't take in donations unless we have a place for them to go back out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't open the store unless we have donations coming in to fill it.
Right.
So those two kind of operate together, but they also create a couple of our largest challenges, which includes the staffing needed, because, again, it's volunteer-run. And, you know, we're just having to look at all those safety protocols. Like, we may have to reduce the number of days that the store can be open and have just a couple of days where we're doing donations instead to keep those two things separate and be able to handle what's coming in. And we're probably going to, you know, we're not going to be able to handle people backing up with a truckload of donations. It's, you know, there will be limits. And so it's all going to look very different, and we're trying to, you know, figure out the best way to do that, again, just to make it all work, but to also keep people safe.
We appreciate that. That is sounds like a really great plan. So what are some of the other things that are going on? Are you continuing to seek dollars? Do you want people to give donations? If you can't give physical donations of tangible items, are you looking for dollar
amounts? Actually, yeah, that's the best thing people can do, especially here in July. We have it's the 10th annual Open Your Heart Summer Challenge. And what that is we have a proportionate match available from Open Your Heart to the Hungry and Homeless that will help match all the dollars raised in July. So the more funds donated to Hastings Family Service in July, the larger that matching grant will be from Open Your Heart to the Hungry and Homeless. So, and they're just a great organization. They've been around since 1986, and they really help us sort of strategically use dollars to fight hunger throughout Minnesota. They Open Your Heart funds the purchase and transfer of more than 1 million pounds of fresh produce, meat, and dairy products to Minnesota food shelves every single year. So this is a program that they put together so that food shelves would have that extra bump in the summer when it's traditionally very busy for us because kids are out of school. Well, this year that happened early. So
right.
Food shelves right now need that more than ever. So having a match available in July is fabulous, and that really is a way that anyone can help if they're able to.
Do you think that your drive-through food shelf might continue?
I think that will be here for quite some time to come.
Even if you open your doors again?
Even if we open the front. So I would say even if we open Rivertown Treasures and the donation center up front, there's a good chance that client services in the back will remain closed and happening via phone for now. And again, it's that extra precaution mm-hmm. of trying to make sure we can keep it open.
Right.
So the more that we can do by phone, and honestly, the drive-through works really well, and people are still getting what they would normally get. The only difference is, based on their family size, they get a box of the non-perishables that has been packed based on their family size, but it's all the same things that they would have shopped in the market. And then over the phone, we visit with them when they call in to make their drive-through appointment. What kinds of personal care items they might need. Do they need laundry soap? Do they need toilet paper? What do they need? And then there's also a perishables bag that we put together, which is, you know, milk and eggs and cheese and fruits and vegetables and just all those things. So when they come, they're getting a large amount of food, and we do it with a no-contact delivery. So, you know, they just let us know over the phone the types of things that they need and the size of their family, and we set a time for them to drive through. And when it's their time, we put their items out onto a rack, and we shut our door, and then they get out of their car and they take their items. So it's all done, no contact. It's very confidential. And we really invite people to do that and use it right now, and especially folks who, you know, are just maybe struggling or right, you know, on the edge of, oh, but if I pay this, then I can't pay this. You know, come and get food and use the dollars that you would have spent on food and pay that other bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here. That's another way that we can help. It's not just that you need groceries. It's that you just need help overall with the budget of things right now.
And as you've said in the past, now is probably the easiest time ever to use the food shelf.
It really is. It really is. So we really invite people to, you know, to call us. And again, even with financial questions or, you know, if there are questions about utilities or rental assistance, or, you know, we have access to different resources that we may be able to, you know, pull together and help them with. So, and all of that right now can be done over the phone.
And that number is 651-437-7134, and then somebody can direct them to the right place. I know that you're so grateful for all of the things that Hastings has done to support Hastings Family Service in the past, and I would assume that's the same right now.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's amazing. People are still finding ways. You know, they've stepped up. People have certainly given gifts. I honestly just processed a gift yesterday from someone who hadn't provided a gift since 2012. And, you know, I don't know what their situation was, but I'm so grateful that they chose to you know, provide a gift to Hastings Family Service right now. So people are doing what they can. We just received a flyer from Quaint and Quirky, who are doing a thing this Saturday from 11 to 3, where they're having some live music and they're having what they're calling a creator highlight event, where there's going to be people out in the parking lot in front of their building in their space doing, you know, different sales, different artists and that type of thing. And they're going to give $2 off a purchase for anyone who brings a non-perishable food item. So, and we didn't even know they were doing that until they sent us a thing and said, here, we're doing this for you. And that's just amazing to me. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We did receive a heart grant through the city, through the HEDRA. And we just received notice from the St. Paul Foundation that we received a $5,000 grant from them for some COVID relief dollars. So I just, there are so many things still happening. That's where it feels like there's no normal and everything has changed. There are still some really amazing things happening that haven't changed, and that is just how this community rallies.
So when you get a grant, is it earmarked for a certain thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So some of the, you know, the St. Paul grant was written so that it can help us with some refrigeration needs, and because we had one of our refrigeration units go out, so it's to help with that, and to also help with a communications need that we had for some technology that when we had to all go off-site for a short time, our communications director had to go off-site for longer than that just because of family circumstance, but didn't have the technology to really be doing her job very well from home. So we asked for dollars to help with that so that if there's another wave, if there's another time when we have to do that, she's going to be able to work much better. And it helps her here, too, but it gives her that mobility. So it's really just trying to look at all those things that are impacted that you don't think about until all of a sudden you have to pivot and change. And for us, it's trying to make sure that we have those resources in place so that if we have to do that again, we're ready.
And what are you hearing? Do you think we'll have to do this again?
You know, I think I'm like everyone else. I'm just watching the numbers from the state and that type of thing. But they really do say that this fall we could be looking at another spike. And should that happen, you know, then it's, I think what's interesting is everyone's story is different. And so for us, we only have one person on site who has a small child. But, you know, that small child is in a daycare and, you know, is in a situation where maybe she needs to not be in the daycare for a while and then mom needs to work from home. And, you know, we looked at, I know I just talked with someone on the phone the other day who's trying to figure out, you know, people put money into their health savings accounts and their dependent daycare accounts based on, you know, their children being in daycare mm-hmm. and being in, and now they have all these dollars sitting in there, but they've had to be at home. And what am I going to do? Because those are usually accounts that if you don't spend all your money out of them, you don't get it back, right?
Right.
So they're like, what do we do with this? So it's, you know, encouraging people to talk to employers about that. Employers are going to have to look at, I mean, everyone's story, there's just little tiny details here and there that impact everyone differently. You know, I think the thing that we're trying to do is make sure that we are prepared to help with whatever the situation is. Because as much as I would love to think we're going to be back to normal, I don't think that is going to be the case for quite some time yet. And interestingly, for Hastings Family Service, it usually draws out longer for us here in that, like, I think about when I started in 2009, it was right at the recession piece. Well, even when that picked back up, you know, we're still working with folks who were impacted by that, that the recovery takes a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, we want to really just position ourselves to make sure that we're here for the long haul and we're going to be able to help with whatever the need is.
Well, we're grateful for that. Amy Sutton, she is the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service. Amy, how can people get a hold of you, please?
You know, give us a call at 651-437-7134 or go to our website at hastingsfamilyservice.org. All the information is there as well. And again, we just encourage people to give us a call, whether it's food shelf, whether it's questions about financial assistance. You know, sometimes there's small grants for even things like diapers, like I've run out of diapers for the month. So whatever it is, it's not too big or too small to at least call and ask the question to see if we're able to help. And then just a big shout out, a big thank you again to everyone in the community who has stepped up and gone out of their comfort zone and tried to help us in so many different ways. Even those who brought paper bags down, like we're in good shape with those now. But for a while, people were really bringing them in, and that is why we're in good shape now. We just really appreciate that the community is being patient and knowing that we are doing our best to get our doors back open in a lot of ways, but appreciate their patience as we really try to maintain a lot of caution, both for our volunteers and for the people that we serve, so that we can make sure that the food shelf stays open.
Love that. Amy Sutton, Hastings Family Service is open, and they do have still many, many services. Just give them a call at 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. This show is called Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.